It was one of their biggest attacks yet. Video obtained from Al-Qaeda-linked militants in Yemen shows missile launchers, automatic weapons, heavy ammunition, and vehicles with machine guns. All, they say, were captured from the Yemeni army in March during an assault that killed more than 100 government soldiers. Jalal Baledi is a leader of Ansar al-Sharia, an offshoot of Al-Qaeda.
Today, thank God, the brothers stormed an artillery and Katusha brigade, and thank God the brothers took complete control of the site and seized 6 Katusha launchers, 6 cannons, and 4 tanks.
The U.S. military has helped train Yemeni troops to fight terrorists who are members of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. But analysts say they face an ever-growing insurgency, especially in the southern part of the country. Catherine Zimmerman of the American Enterprise Institute.
The fear is that that has a demoralizing effect on troops, especially if they're feeling that the military itself is not as centered around the Al-Qaeda fight as it is around the political drama that's been going on in Sana'a, the capital.
Yemen has been in chaos since last year when anti-government protests forced longtime autocratic ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh to resign as president. His deputy, Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi, took over in February and vowed to continue the battle against terrorists.
Continuing the fighting against Al-Qaeda is a national and religious duty, which will make the displaced people in Abyan return to their homes.
In southern Abyan province, thousands have fled the fighting to camps in the port city of Aden, where littered streets and closed shops are signs of a crippled economy. Fear of Al-Qaeda is keeping people like Salim Nasser from going home.
I want to return home all the time, but now Abyan is very dangerous, as it is in the control of many militants.
Analysts worry the tide may be turning in favor of Al-Qaeda. The Jamestown Foundation's Jeb Boone spoke to us via Skype.
And whether or not Yemen will be able to gain the upper hand on the AQAP still remains to be seen. It's going to definitely be an incredible challenge considering the political turmoil the country faces.
In recent years, the Yemen-based Al-Qaeda group has successfully placed bombs on 3 airliners headed to the United States. Analysts say the more success the militants have in Yemen, the more dangerous they are to the West. Catherine Zimmerman.
If AQAP were to turn and focus again on conducting these transnational attacks, they would have a better foundation from which to do that in Yemen. And that there is the threat.
And that foundation appears to be growing. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.